Four people are dead, including a Rittman police officer, following a shooting Sunday night in Wayne County. Sheriff Tom Ballinger says officers responded to a reported disturbance involving gunshots around 9:30 and were immediately met with gunfire. Three other law enforcement officers, including a sheriff's canine officer, were wounded. The suspect was also killed, along with two other people. The Ohio BCI is leading the investigation, and officials are expected to release more information today. A Canton woman is in critical condition after police say she was struck by a bullet during 4th of July celebrations. Investigators say the 46-year-old was shot in the back late Friday at her home on the 800 block of 20th Street Northeast after a bullet pierced the wall and struck her as she slept in her bed. She was taken to Altman Hospital. Police arrested 24-year-old Darius Leishman of Canton, who was allegedly firing a gun into the air. He faces charges including felonious assault. Chief John Gabbard says celebratory gunfire is both dangerous and illegal. Alliance City Council is expected to consider an 18-month moratorium on data centers when it meets tonight. The proposal would temporarily halt new data center permits while city officials review local impacts and regulations. Council will also review state and local grant applications, including East Main Street resurfacing and other transportation projects, along with funding for a new street department truck. Other items include a $550,000 cemetery mausoleum repair contract, a more than $630,000 community development block grant plan, and a residency waiver for the safety service director. Canton City Schools and the City of Canton are moving forward with a proposed land swap aimed at saving money and encouraging new housing development. Under the agreement, the school district would transfer five unused properties to the city, including the former Fairmount, Compton, Schreiber, and Duber Elementary Schools, along with Rizzoletti Field. In exchange, the city would vacate and transfer a section of 17th Street Northwest near McKinley High School to improve traffic flow and student safety. The proposal still requires approval from both City Council and the Board of Education. Alliance residents who waited out severe weather July 4th were rewarded with a night of festivities at Silver Park. After storms moved through the area, Power Slam Pro Wrestling held its first show at Field 2, drawing residents to the park. The John Hampu Band performed as food trucks served visitors, while the 1926 Alliance City Band also took the stage with a special historic set. Celebration wrapped up with a fireworks show at dusk. Fire officials say a hazmat situation in Lawrence Township was brought under control after an anhydrous ammonia leak Saturday morning. The release from an agricultural tank on Sousa Street was stopped with no reported injuries and no current risk to the public. The Stark County hazmat team remained on scene monitoring air quality and conditions. Officials also used a drone to assist with overhead assessment during the response. ODOT is seeking public comment on a $1.4 million project to repair culverts in Stark, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. The project includes work over an unnamed tributary of the east branch of the Nimishillen Creek along Route 62 in Nimishillen Township. Features pipe relining, channel cleanouts, and concrete repairs. Public comments will be accepted through July 31st. Construction is planned for 2027 and will require temporary lane restrictions. A wrong-way driver sent a highway patrol cruiser overturning in a three-vehicle crash Saturday night in East Liverpool. Troopers say a 61-year-old Pennsylvania man was driving west in the eastbound lanes of Route 30 when his SUV hit a marked patrol car. The trooper suffered minor injuries and helped the other driver after climbing from the cruiser. The suspected wrong-way driver was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. The Winona Fire Department responded Sunday afternoon to a house fire on Depot Road. Crews arrived just after 2:30 and reported heavy fire coming from the second story of the residence. Firefighters attacked the blaze and stopped it from spreading with help from departments including Salem, Hanover, Perry Township, Letonia, and Lisbon. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate word on a cause or damage estimate. Severe storms across Mahoning County Sunday afternoon forced residents to shelter in place as high winds and flooding caused widespread damage. Emergency officials say up to 27,000 First Energy customers lost power, with the hardest hit areas in Austintown and Boardman. The figure had fallen to roughly 8,100 by this morning. Flooded roadways and downed trees closed several major routes, and the National Weather Service will survey the area today for possible tornado damage. County commissioners will meet today and are expected to vote on a resolution declaring a state of emergency. Hubbard police are investigating a domestic violence case that escalated into gunfire early Thursday. Officers were called to a home in the 300 block of Parrish Avenue, where a woman reported being assaulted and said shots were fired at her as she fled in her vehicle. She had minor injuries, and a search warrant led to the recovery of multiple shell casings and two guns. Sherry Ray Alexander was arrested and charged with felonious assault. He is awaiting arraignment. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.